Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries, and we're talking about how to get a lost person saved. Once you learn who you are in Christ, you ought to be winning people to Jesus on a regular basis. Now then, if you're not winning people to Christ, you may not have ever learned that you're somebody in Christ. You may not know your position. Well, we've done about 7 different teachings on who you are in Christ. Once you learn who you are in Christ, then you can take the Word of God and you can begin, after you get the infilling power of the Holy Ghost, and we talked about that also on this last session, once you receive the infilling power of the Holy Ghost and you know that you're full of the Holy Spirit and you know you have this power and you know that you're a son of God or a daughter of God and you know you're seated in the third heaven, then you can start doing warfare praying to get people saved. Now, to do this, after you learn the truth about what the devil is, who he is, and how he's blinding the mind of people to prevent them from coming into the kingdom, when you see he's doing that, he is deceiving multitudes of people every day. He is deceiving them that they don't need Jesus. And the reason that so many people are deceived is because you and I are not doing the warfare praying for these people. Now then, I'll give you a little example about a gentleman. When I learned all these things about how to get people saved and learned who was blinding their mind, the devil, and how much power and authority I had over the devil, there was a man, I'll use the name Larry. There was a man by the name of Larry that I met him one night, and whenever I did, he was using lots of foul language. And I asked him, because he was using all this foul language, I said, "Sir, are you a Christian?" And boy, he blowed up at me and said, "No, I'm not a Christian. I don't want nothing to do with that blankety-blank stuff." And so I asked him what his full name was, and he told me. And he said, then he asked, "Why do you want my whole name?" I said, "Because I'm going to take you to the throne of grace, and you're going to get saved." Well, see, I'm speaking in total faith, knowing who I am in Christ, and he doesn't have a clue. And he told me, said, "I'm not going to get saved. I'm not going to ever go to church." I said, "Oh, yes, you are." I said, "But I have, because I'm going to make sure that that happens. And, of course, I'm going to go into the spirit world to make this happen. I can't force him to go to church. I can't force him to get saved." And that's where we work a lot of times. We try our best to get somebody to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and we just go talk to them. We never do our warfare praying. We don't know how to do it. So by not knowing, and for years I didn't know it either. And so when I learned the power and the authority of who I was in Christ and that I could do all the same things on earth that Jesus did and even greater things, that really built my faith. And so I went home and that night after I'd met this gentleman, and on the way back to work the next morning, I started doing my warfare praying. Now, first of all, you got to make sure every sin's repented of. Make sure you know who you are in Christ. Make sure that you are a born-again, spirit-filled believer in Jesus Christ. And that these promises that we talk about in this word is just not words. They have become a revelation to you. And you really are a son or a daughter of God. When that really becomes a revelation to you, that you really have power over the devil, and he has to be subject to you in the name of Jesus, then you can make these warfare prayers work for you. And your prayers will be very powerful, very penetrating, and they will get through. And so I started praying a prayer like this. I said, on the way to work, I say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I am bringing myself or catching myself up to the third heaven. I am coming to the throne of grace where I'm seated with you. I'm right up there in Christ right now, and I'm a joint heir with the Son of God, and everything that was available to him is available to me. So I'm coming, Father, to the throne of grace. I have power over the devil. He has to be subject to me in the name of Jesus." I begin to quote these scriptures. I said, after I went up there and worshiped and praised the king, I'm driving down the road in my truck. I mean, looking both eyes straight open, looking straight out at the road in front of me. But in the spirit world, I'm in the third heaven, the throne of grace. I am praising the king. I'm worshiping the king. I'm thanking him for sending his son to do all these things so I can go to the throne of grace, that I'm already seated in the throne of grace. So, seeing myself at the throne of grace, I begin to pray a prayer like this. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to praise you and worship you and thank you for all these things and who I am in Christ. And after doing that for several minutes, then I would say, now then, I want to thank you and praise you that your son Jesus defeated the devil on the earth. And all power and all authority has been given to him in earth and in heaven. And he's delegated that power and authority to me, a son of God. So Satan, I rebuke you. I speak to you in the name of Jesus, and I command you in the name of Jesus to stop blinding the mind of Larry. And of course, I call Larry's full name. I said, I command you in Jesus' name to get off of him and stop blinding his mind to the gospel. Because the Word of God clearly says that if there's anybody lost on this earth, they're lost because the God of this world, which is Satan, has blinded their mind to the blessed gospel. That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. If you don't know where that is, you need to go read that. That will clearly tell you who's blinding the mind of people on this earth. It'll tell you. And it's the devil. And that's his job. His job is to blind the mind of people. He's to deceive them. He's to try to cheat us and steal from us and lie to us and see what he can do. And God's given us the word to beat him with. We can be the winners. We don't have to be the losers. So, as I go up to the throne of grace and rebuke the devil and command him in Jesus' name to stop blinding the mind of Larry, I said, Lord, now I want to thank you and praise you. You said in John 6 that no man can come into the kingdom. Nobody can be saved except to be drawn by the Holy Ghost. I said, Lord, that you said they'd be drawn by the Father. But I said, I know you draw them by the Holy Spirit. So I said, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to send the Holy Ghost that's on earth. He is the instrument that's on earth. And I ask you to send him to Larry and ask you to begin to convict Larry of sin. Because without conviction by the Holy Ghost, nobody's going to get saved. So I said, convict him of sin and draw him, begin to woo him into the kingdom of God. Now see, I did this after I rebuked the devil. I commanded the devil to stop blinding his mind because the devil had been the one that was blinding his mind. So I said, Satan, I rebuke you. I command you in Jesus' name to stop blinding the mind of Larry. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, send that precious Holy Ghost and begin to woo him, convict him, and draw him into the kingdom of God. Now, Father, I claim Larry's spirit, soul, and body, all parts of him. You said in your word, he's a spirit. He has a soul, and he lives in a physical, fleshly body. So I claim all of those for you and for service under your kingdom forever. Now, I said, Lord, I want to thank you for hearing this prayer. Now, I want to ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, to send the proper labor into the harvest to be able to witness and minister to Larry. Now, Lord, if I can be that labor, you use me. But if I'm not the right one that can get through to him, I know you know where the right one is. So, Lord, I'm asking you to send the proper labor into the kingdom, into the harvest, that you bring him in and save him. I said, Lord, I want to thank you for doing it. It's done. Praise God. Can't fail. Every day, for about 2 weeks, every day, I caught myself up to the throne of grace, worshiped and praised the Lord, let him know that I'm there. Now, some people say, well, if you really believed it was done, why'd you have to do it more than once? Well, I just kind of feel like that being an engineer and a mechanic and all the things I've done all my life, I realized that when Jesus said, ask and keep on asking. Knock and keep on knocking. Seek and keep on seeking. I felt like even when Jesus prayed for the one blind man, he had to pray for him twice before his eyes were opened. The first time his eyes were opened a little, And he could see, but he could only see men walking as trees. Jesus prayed for him again. Then he could see clearly. So, I guess if Jesus had to pray for somebody twice, it'd be okay for me to pray for somebody 2, 3, 4, 10, 20 times. No problem. But I'm not giving up till I get my answer. I'm diligent. I believe that it will happen. And so, I prayed for Larry. And I spoke those words over him and asked the Father to send that labor into the harvest. And I did that every day for the next 2 weeks. Every day I prayed that prayer of faith for him and thanking the Lord for doing that. And this man, after a couple of weeks of praying like that, now the Holy Ghost is working. The devil has been withdrawn because I'm praying, taking authority over him. He's got to move. When he moves, the Holy Ghost moves in. He begins to convict him of sin. Well, a couple of weeks, the man that wouldn't even talk to me about Jesus, that didn't want nothing to do about Jesus, I went to work one morning extremely early to do some paperwork. And it was about 4 o'clock in the morning when I got there. Well, he happened to work a late night shift, and he was there till about 6 in the morning. So I'm sitting there in my office working, and he come by my office, and he says, Thurman, where do you go to church? He walked in. First of all, he walked in with a cup of coffee in his hand. He said, hey, and I was his boss at the time. I said, can I come in and sit down and drink my coffee and talk to you? I said, sure, come on in. I'm sitting there working on a computer. And he sat there, drank a little bit, and he says, where do you go to church? I told him I went to the First Baptist Church there in Justin, Texas. He says, what do you think about, and he named a preacher that had a problem a few years ago. And I said, he's a man of God. He made a mistake, but God's big enough to take care of his children. And then he asked me about another preacher in the Dallas area that got in trouble over a lot of money. He said, what do you think about him? I said, well, again, you know, he's a man of God. He made a mistake. He got into greed, and, you know, he did a lot of things wrong. So, but I said, God's big enough to take care of his children. I said, that's no problem. He said, don't you think them preachers want all that money just so they can spend it on themselves? I said, no, they don't get all that money. Preachers work for a salary. And I said, if they take one. But I said, many of them even work for, and don't take a salary at all. They live on some other income, maybe a retirement or something that they have from the jobs they worked for from before. I said, so many of them do that. But I said, you know, Larry, the kingdom of God does cost money to run. I said, every company out there has to have money to run their business. And the kingdom of God is no different. The people that work there, they have to be paid. You know, I said, the buildings they build cost money.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.